Do you realize that that wild atonal sounding passage contains every one of the 12 chromatic tones except the tonic G? What an inspired idea. All the notes except the tonic. It could easily pass for 20th century music if we didn't already know it was Mozart. But even that explosion of chromaticism is explainable in terms of the circle of fifths. Not that I dream of burdening you with it, but take my word for it, that outburst of chromatic rage is classically contained, and so is the climax of this development section, which finds itself suddenly in the key of, it's not so sudden, in the key of C sharp minor. C sharp minor, which is as far away as you can get from the home key of G minor. Sounds pretty remote, doesn't it? And again, believe me, all these phonological arrivals and departures to and from the most distantly related areas operate in the smoothest, most Mozartian way under perfect diatonic control. Well, what does this all add up to? Well, let's find out by hearing the whole work, and I hope we'll be listening to it with fresh phonological ears.